Liam, you can sit right here in front of me. Okay? Or you want to sit there? Okay. All right. Y'all run. Come here, Murray. You can sit right here next to Brother Bill. This looks, sit right here, Murray. Or you can sit down there. I don't care. 2 years ago today, I kept Marie, and it was the first time I'd kept a baby in a long, long time, and I was scared to death. And you were too young to be scared to death, right? Okay. All right. I want to show you a picture that's very special to me. Who is that?
You and your grandma?
It's me and my mom. And that was the last time I got to see her alive 2 years ago. And because of COVID, I never got back in to see her except to have to basically take her off a machine. And the reason I wanted to show you a picture, there's Marie right there. See that? The reason I wanted to show you that picture is because tomorrow is a very special day. On January 31st is my mom's birthday. And, you know, it's kind of strange. I really miss her and all that. And the Bible teaches us to honor your mother and your father. That means to try to do the right things here on earth. But I also believe that you're supposed to honor your mother and father, not just when they're alive, but when they're not with us anymore. And my mom was very, very, very special to me. This right here is one of my favorite pictures. My mom took me to church. That's not even the earliest time. She started taking me to church when I was a baby. I was in the Sunday school class called the cradle row. That means you, as soon as you were old enough to go to church, you went and stayed in the nursery in the cradle. And so my mom, let me just tell you some things. I'm so thankful for my mom because she took me to church my entire life. It was my mom who asked me if I'd ever accepted Jesus. It was my mom who asked me how come I had not ever been baptized after I had trusted Jesus. It was my mom that taught me to respect other people. I was not allowed to call people names. It was my mom who made me respect my brother and my sister, and I couldn't do. It was my mom who would take me to vacation Bible school. It was my mom who my entire life did everything possible to make it easy for me to become a believer in Jesus Christ. And to the very end of her life, she did nothing but love me. And one of the things you need to understand, kids, and I hope you hear this, it's very important that you love your mamas now. And I know they have to be the ones that sometimes are the bad guys. I know they're the ones that have to make you do right. But let me tell you what, if you've got a mama who loves Jesus and loves you, you got a good thing. So here's my challenge. I want you today to love your mama to death if she's there. If she's not, that means if she says, hey, pick up your room, you pick up your room. Or tomorrow morning when she says it's time to get up for school, you jump up and go, yes, ma'am. How many of you do that? Not too many.
I do it all the time.
And here's the other thing. I want you to look at your mom and say, I love you. There is no better three words than I love you. Okay? All right? Let's pray. Lord, help these kids to honor their moms. I thank you for my mom. I wish I could tell her one more time how much I loved her. These kids have the opportunity. I pray they'd love on their moms, they'd obey their moms, and the moms would think, what in the world has gotten into them? And I thank you for each one of them. In Jesus' name, amen.